CPR 38 for the week ending May 6, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun show, High Top Rancho, the Waldo. This is Uncle Waldo.
attempt to adjust your radio. We are in complete control.
Campground Pirate Radio.
It's called Malibu Babylon, only on the CPR.
Thank you.
Some people say Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers playing surf music. I don't know. You tell me. I was digging through that record. I found a couple of good songs, but for the most, kind of slow for my taste. But, what the hell. You know. Hey, in the meantime, I got a really kind of cool one coming up here. This is basically a cover tune from The Smithereens. It's an old one from the 60s. Time Won't Let Me.
Time won't let me.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. It's your old pal Uncle Waldo and another version of Campground Pirate Radio. Thanks for stopping on by. Hey, I got a phone call from Miss Stephanie today. I was out and about running around, and she had taken it upon herself to head out to the backyard with the weed whacker and do some damage to the overgrowth we have. Well, she also soon found out, too, our patio glass door is no match for a stray rock and a weed whacker. That's going to be about $500 to fix that thing. Jesus, looks like a giant spider web hit it. Hey, another thing, too, is I was digging through the email, and I noticed we didn't have any featured artists to play in this week. So you bands out there, you want to hear your music? Send it along over to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Send me a wave, an AIF, or an MP3 file. A little bio about you guys. Hey, like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. And today, I got nothing to play. Oh well, I'll just have to keep with the regular stuff here. So here's a band called Fillmore. I don't know anything about them, but the song's pretty cool. It's called Swept Aside. So dig it, here are the CPR.
And I asked you and you said you had something else to do. And I said, okay, expect it anyway, and I would have done the same. And you were with the wrist, the top of my list, something I could only wish. You were worth a try, I'd hate to live and die, wondering if we might.
Revolution from the Vice Royals. That's a cool song. I like that one. Hey, I got a cool spaghetti western surf tune here for you. The band's called The Ultras. The song, The Ultra Factor. Kick back, man. You're gonna enjoy this one.
Deluxe,
ultra sheen,
ultra dynamic,
ultra power.
Ultra bright,
ultra fresh,
ultra control,
ultra action.
Some of the scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
Second game in a big way.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Bless you.
But.
Tonight, we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
Down the road and I'm minding my own.
men, it's time to shoot the moon.
Shoot the moon!
Yeah.
time is it?
Hey, Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. Inflation, that dirty word most Americans understand only as pain at the pump and rising grocery prices, when their dollar just won't buy what it used to. More and more people are beginning to understand why that happens, and for that reason, the Federal Reserve has leapt into damage control mode. For the first time in its 97-year history, the chairman, Ben Bernanke, has agreed to do regular press conferences in hopes of assuaging fears about the economy. This is due almost entirely to the efforts of Ron Paul, although the unfortunate confluence of a disastrous housing bubble collapse and the ensuing government bailouts did focus everyone's attention on the central bank's role in these events. Inflation is actually not a rise in prices, as is often believed. It's actually an increase in the total supply of money. And since 2008, the total monetary base has actually doubled. Out of thin air, the government dumped trillions of dollars onto the books of thousands of banks, foreign and domestic. They created so many new digital dollars, almost instantly, that it would take their printing presses decades to actually mint the physical bills, even in $100 denominations. What happens to all the dollars in your pocket that you earned at the job where there's probably been a hiring freeze and no pay raises since 08? They buy less. There's so many more dollars flooding the system that each one in existence is worth proportionally less. That's what quantitative easing is. It's monetizing the debt. It's paying back in dimes what the state borrowed in dollars. While it might work for the government because they get to spend those new dollars first before their pernicious effects have permeated the entire market, it's disastrous for you and me. So what should we do? Well, first, saving money in a bank account is pretty worthless. Ditto for CDs, whose rate of return is less than the annualized rate of inflation, which is right around 3.25%. Except if you figure in the two things government doesn't include in their CPI index, food and energy prices, the real rate of inflation is double that, 6.5%. So unless your investment's yielding over 6.5% annually, you're losing money. Especially if you need food or gasoline to survive. To some extent, this punishing of savers is intentional because the state believes spending drives the economy and a recovery can't commence if everyone's saving. They call it the paradox of thrift, but I just call it theft. They're stealing the value right out of your 401ks and IRAs that so many of us work so hard to build up in hopes of a comfortable retirement. So perhaps a better use of that money rather than investing in paper assets or stocks and bonds that a desperate government in massive debt might someday just seize to cover its bankrupt entitlement and retirement programs, as the Argentine government did in their financial crisis over a decade ago, why not invest in capital of your own? Improve your property, plant a garden, buy some tools, a generator, or even a firearm. Things of lasting worth that are useful to you, and if you feel you must store some of your assets. Get something more liquid like gold and silver. That so-called junk silver I talked about is a great and quickly convertible asset. There are 90% silver U.S. coins minted before 1964, which is when the U.S. government started a massive inflationary program to monetize the debt accruing from the Korean and Vietnam Wars, which led ultimately to Nixon's disastrous economic policies, the collapse of Bretton Woods, the gold window closing, stagflation, Jimmy Carter, the whole nine yards. I know that Uncle Waldo sounds like he could be the morning DJ for WKRP in Cincinnati, and occasionally he plays some music from America's lost decade. But seriously, people, we really do not need to relive the 70s.
Don't count the skill, it's New rock, psychobilly, hot rod surf. We got you covered.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Atomic by Tiger Army. Here's a cool one from the Hot Rod Trio. Zombie Surfers Are Go.
Out of the water till the night turns in. officer.
So I got some sad news to report here. We lost a fellow podcaster yesterday, Derek K. Miller. Along with his buddy and co-host Dave Chick, they produced Inside Home Recording, an outstanding podcast on home and project studio recording that's been going since 2005. Derek lost his long battle with colorectal cancer, something that hits close to home because my dad lost his wife to that damn disease last year. Derek's being the ever classy guy, you know, knew his time was coming and produced one final blog post to be uploaded right after his death, and it went up today. You might be able to still see it. It's over at penmachine.com, but to be honest, it went viral. I saw it about 10 hours ago, and it already had been tweeted about 3,000 times. The Facebook likes were hit so often that the damn button broke. And as of about an hour ago, I saw that the servers had crashed at the site. I'll post a link to the show notes to the version I saw over at dailymail.co out of England, but if you get a chance, check out the original one later on. Derek, you're a class act, buddy. Me and the rest of your fans are going to miss you.
Ah! surprised that it comes in this yellow. What are you gonna do?
If this can kill, there's a battle with you. I'll be doing something with a blood spill.
Ain't got nothing to say to me, and I ain't got nothing to say to you. And after an eye, it's easy to keep on fucking blind. I'll give it a suit.
Dropkick Murphys on the CPR. That's good rats. I dig that song. That's all right. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out this week and checking out the show. I'm glad you hung out with us and hope you had a good old time. Listen, if you're a band out there and you want to hear your music played, drop me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file over at campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Just send it on over. I'll check it out. And like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. Hey, follow us over on Facebook. You can find us at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. I'm always posting goofy shit over there, so come on by, check it out, hang out, chat with me. Hell, shoot the shit. We're starting to start up a little community over there. By the way, don't forget, I've got my 100 by 100. What I'm trying to do is get 100 reviews on iTunes before it hits 100 degrees in Tucson. It's getting pretty close, guys. Today was 96, man, so we're running out of time. If you haven't been over to iTunes, run on over there, take a look for Campground Pirate Radio Fans, get to the main page, scroll down to the bottom, you see where the views, you know, if you like the show, click the 5 stars, I'd appreciate it, and if you want, leave something nice to say on there. By the way, you can also follow me on Twitter, I'm at Uncle Waldo over there. You got questions or requests, or you want to hear something on here, or you just want to shoot the shit, whatever, come by and check me out over there, I'd love to hear from you. And Mother's Day is coming up too, so hope you all have a good one out there with that one. Miss Stephanie's making up her famous lasagna. We're going to go bring it over to my mom's house. Hey, before I take off, I want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. I'm heading over to go check out the guys at YourUncleSlap.com. You should too. Peace. I'll see you all next week.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.